Take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 3. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for your love. And Lord, as we look into your holy word today, we ask that you would bless it for your honor and for your glory. Amen. Shall we stand together as we read from the book of Colossians, chapter 3. Colossians, chapter 3. We'll read verses 12 through 17. And the title of our lesson today is T is for Thanksgiving. How many of you remember having a book that you read to your child and A was for apple and B was for boat and C was for candy? How many of you had a book like that? Yes. Well, T is for Thanksgiving. And we should be thankful. And I think a lot of people in today's world have no idea what it means to be thankful. We live in a world that is full of entitlement. I deserve this. We need to be careful. But we need to remember to be thankful. And it says in Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 12, "Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all of these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye what? Thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving what? Thanks. Giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Thank you, and you may be seated. Thanksgiving. The very word conjures up and invokes all kinds of thoughts and memories. Turkey. I'm sure that a lot of turkeys are going to be prepared this week. Stuffing. Now, there's a difference between stuffing and dressing, correct? Stuffing is in the turkey, dressing is outside of the turkey. Pumpkin pies. How many of you like pumpkin pies? I mean, you like pumpkin pies. All right. Do you like whipped cream on it? Oh, yes. Very good. Stories of the pilgrims. 2 days off school. Might be 3 days now. I mean, they have less school now than they ever have, right? I mean, we went to school all year long, twice a day. Walked uphill both ways. I'm just teasing, of course, but we used to get Tuesday and Thursday off. Thursday and Friday. Do you get Wednesday off now, too? See, they get more school. Yeah. But I remember this, the Lion-Packer football games. It was every Thanksgiving. Now the Packers only come in once in a while. I remember one in particular. We had gone to my Uncle Art and Aunt Peggy's home for Thanksgiving. And at that time, you had to sell out the stadium to get the game on the local station. And, of course, the Lions had not. And we were there at the home of my Uncle Art and Aunt Peggy, and they were trying to get a station out of Toledo. And I remember it was a fuzzy black and white picture that we were trying to watch. But it's a memory of Thanksgiving. But often Thanksgiving is really not a part of the day. But if we do take time for sharing, our thanks is for family, health, house and home, and maybe just by chance it could be for church and maybe our salvation. But the Apostle Paul to the church of Thessalonica wrote, "But in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Jesus or in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything give thanks. Sometimes that's hard, isn't it? But to give thanks. I read to you from the book Mortal Lessons, The Art of Surgery. It's by Richard Selzer. And I heard it the first time on Focus on the Family when James Dobson was still the one running the program. And I remember when I heard him read it, I went to the Sterling Heights Library and I found the book Mortal Lessons and I read the whole book so I could get to this one area that was read that day. Talking about Thanksgiving and in everything give thanks. It says, "I stand by the bed where a young woman lies, her face post-operative, her mouth twisted in palsy, clownish. A tiny twig of the facial nerve, the one to the muscles of her mouth, has been severed. She will be thus from now on. The surgeon had followed with religious fervor the curve of her flesh. I promise you that. Nevertheless, to remove the tumor in her cheek, I had to cut the little nerve. Her husband, young, is in the room. He stands on the opposite side of the bed, and together they seem to dwell in the evening lamplight, isolated from me, private. Who are they? I ask myself. He and this wry mouth I have made, who gaze at and touch each other so generously and greedily. The young woman speaks. Will my mouth always be like this? She asks. Yes, I say, it will. It is because the nerve was cut. She nods and is silent. But the young man smiles. I like it, he says. It is kind of cute. All at once I know who he is. I understand and I lower my gaze. One is not bold in the encounter with true love. Unmindful, he bends to kiss her crooked mouth. And I so close, I can see how he twists his own lips to accommodate to hers, to show her that their kiss still works." You know, sometimes we can look at the hard things in life and become angry and frustrated, even to the point of anger at God. But the Lord says, in everything, give thanks. The word thanks and thanksgiving appears 98 times in the Bible. Related words such as bless, praise, or glorify multiply the number into the hundreds. And over again, the believer is commanded to be thankful and to give thanks to God. As we read in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. These commandments, as all of God's instruction to us, are for our benefit. Thanksgiving is a tremendous virtue that influences other actions with its greatest effect on the attitude. Cyril, the Roman orator, once said, "A thankful heart is not only the greatest virtue, but the parent to all other virtues." Thanksgiving was and is so important that Christ modeled it in his earthly ministry as an example to his disciples. Before feeding the 5,000, he thanked God. We thank the Heavenly Father for answering his prayers in John 11. He gave thanks for when he initiated the Lord's Supper in Luke 22. His practice of thanksgiving must have been so distinctive because it was then when he thanked the Lord that the two on the road to Emmaus realized who he was. Reverend Mike Randall wrote, "Thoughtful, heartfelt thanksgiving as a regular practice influences a right attitude." Do you believe it's important to have a right attitude? You know, sometimes it's easy not to have a right attitude, but we should have it. If you look up the word attitude on your thesaurus, you'll find it means your manner, your demeanor, your temperament, your spirit and or sensibility, your attitude. According to the dictionary, a mental position or emotion with regard to a fact or state. Like a pastor on Sunday morning after 6 inches of snow have fallen on Saturday night. Your attitude. I could have gotten up this morning, looked outside and gone back to bed and said, nobody's going to be there. But I'd have been wrong, right? Because you're here. And we thank the Lord for you. We need to have a right attitude toward God. When we are thankful, we recognize God at work in our lives. When we are thankful, our thoughts are projected toward the Lord, the object of our gratitude. Psalm 107, verse 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." To be thankful. Reverend Johnston Oatman, Jr. wrote the old-time favorite song we sang a little bit ago, "Count Your Blessings." And it says, "Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done." Thoughtful and heartfelt thanksgiving promotes faith towards God. Because it recounts all the good that God has done for us. James 1:17, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Thankfulness. Psalm 103, verse 2 says, "Forget not all his benefits." Are we not a blessed people? We have been blessed beyond measure. We should be thankful. We are to express our thanksgiving as we also generate genuine feeling of affection and love toward our heavenly benefactor. Because of our gratitude for what he has done for us, we should want to return to him or give back to him by our service for him. I ask you this question. Are we serving him, or are we expecting him to serve us? That's a very interesting question, isn't it? Are we serving him, or are we expecting him to serve us? We need to have a right attitude not only towards God, but towards self. Henry Ward Beecher is quoted as saying, "Pride slays thanksgiving, but a humble mind is the soul out of which thanks naturally grows. A proud man is seldom a grateful man, for he never thinks he gets as much as he deserves." Unquote. Thanksgiving helps promote a humble attitude. It also helps us see how dependent we are on him. And commitment grows out of an attitude of thanksgiving. We are to have a right attitude towards others. Thanksgiving not only focuses on God as our benefactor, it also recognizes the good others have done for us. Now, I realize that some people, and you know who they are, always have their hands out. Have you ever noticed that? You may have someone in your family. You may have someone where you work. You can have somebody where you go to school. They always have their hands out, always wanting more, always seeming to be in begging mode. Politics today have made many people in our society believe they are entitled to, and you can fill in the blank. Many illegal aliens in our country are even bold enough to march saying that they demand to be allowed to stay. Their attitude is wrong. Now, don't think that I'm against people coming from other countries to our country. I just think they need to do it legally. Some people have never learned the attitude of thankfulness. They never say thank you. But we need to express our thanks to those who have contributed to our lives out of an attitude of respect, appreciation, and love. I read this the other day. I thought you might find it cute. The story goes of a child who had been in a New York hospital under the care of one nurse for a long time. When he found out he was soon to go home cured, he put his arm around the neck of his nurse and said softly, "My mama will never hear the last of you." Did you catch that? My mother will never hear the last of you. In other words, he's going to do what? Talk about this nurse for as long as he can. How thankful are we to our Lord? Gratitude helps build relationships because it produces a positive attitude between people. You may have heard of Matthew Henry. He is a famous scholar and commentary writer. Was confronted by thieves and robbed. And in his diary, he wrote, and maybe you have read this somewhere in having a right attitude about bad things that happened to you. And he wrote these four things. Number one, he says, "Let me be thankful first because I was never robbed before." And number two, because although they took my purse, they didn't take my life. Number three, because although they took my all, it wasn't too much. And fourth, because I was robbed and I was not the robber. You know, when you look at some things through different eyes, we might have a different attitude. We need to have a right attitude toward life. It is easy to be discouraged and defeated as negative things occur in our lives. I hope you've never been discouraged. I can't say that. I have been discouraged at times. And sometimes it has caused a negative feeling in my car. And my wife will say to me, "What's your problem?" The other day I was having one of those "what's your problem" day. I hate it when my wife starts preaching at me. And she's using all this that I'm talking about today in the future. And she says, "Why don't you list five things for which you are thankful?" Do you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to stop the car, unlock the door, and say, "I'll see you later." You know, why is that? Because sometimes we would rather be discouraged and miserable than to be thankful. You know, we need to realize that God has blessed us beyond measure. Walter B. Knight, in his book, Knight's Master Book of New Illustrations, has the following thought. Years ago, a wagon train made its way along the Oregon Trail. How many of you are glad you don't have to go by wagon trail? I mean, by wagon train. Yeah, thank you. Water and grass had been scarce for several days. Wagon breakdowns caused many delays. It was stifling hot, and a general feeling of fretfulness had overcome the optimism and cheer with which the group began. At the next night's stop, a meeting was held to air complaints and grievances. When they all gathered, I find that interesting, when they all gathered around the campfire, one arose and said, "Before we do anything else, I think we should first thank God for what we have so far. There has been no loss of life, no serious trouble with the Indians, and we have enough strength left to finish our journey." This was done, and there was silence. No one voiced a single complaint. Looked at in the light of their blessings, every problem faded into insignificance, unquote. It's how we look at things, isn't it? The right attitude plays a big part in our lives. To be someone that has gratitude and thankfulness. So we need to have a right attitude towards the future. The future is unknown. Would you agree with that? It will be exciting, rewarding, fulfilling, hopefully. Or it could be fraught with potentials for danger, harm, defeat. Let us remember one thing as we rush towards 2016. I'm just getting used to writing 2015. But as we rush towards 2016, we that know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior will have Him as our traveling companion, as our guide, as well as the Holy Spirit as our comforter. Thanksgiving helps us to have a right attitude towards God, self, others, life, the future. It is the virtue that works on our attitude and makes it right. In conclusion, do you like that word, conclusion? Don't say amen. According to the Old English Dictionary, the word thankfulness is thankfulness. In the old Anglo-Saxon language, thankfulness. According to one of the African languages, to be thankful means to sit down before God. Both of these ideas suggest that we might develop thanksgiving as a practice. Do you agree that thanksgiving should not just be one day of the year? That when you sit down to pray, sit down to eat, you should be thankful for your food and thank the Lord. To be thankful for the safety of a trip. To be thankful for the safety of the church building while we're gone. To be thankful for so many things in our lives. We must be quiet before God and think. Think of all He has done for us in saving our souls and providing for all our needs. Think of all our privileges and opportunities we have as a born-again believer. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth." When you are thankful to God, you exalt Him for who He is. Mike Randall writes again, "When we deliberately take time to think about God, His redemption in Jesus Christ, all His benefits, all our blessings, there can be only one result. Thanksgiving." Unquote. Shall we stand together? And as we have our invitation this morning and we're singing "Just As I Am" without one plea, I would like to encourage you this morning to come to the altar, or if you cannot kneel at the altar, to sit on the front pew, to come forward and just simply say, pray to the Lord, thank you. Now, you say, are you going to come out and get us? No. But I don't think it hurts us to come and to pray and thank the Lord for all he has done for us. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, that you'd have your hand upon us. And Lord, thank you for these that are here today, and thank you for your word, and thank you for the salvation in Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray now you would bless this invitation time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.